As a veteran actor, Fred Dalton Thompson knows how to make an entrance.
We're where we need to be right now. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
All right. All right.
I'm running for president of the United States.
All right.
He chose to announce his candidacy Hollywood style on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, a popular late-night talk show. The venue emphasized the very thing his rivals fear most, Thompson's star power. The next day, the 65-year-old told voters in Iowa why he decided to run.
I am determined that we make the decisions that will leave us a stronger nation, a more prosperous nation, and a more united nation, and that's why I'm running for the presidency of the United States.
The former senator and attorney from Tennessee made a smooth transition from Congress back to an acting career in 2002. When he joined the cast of NBC's crime series, Law and Order. He made a career of playing tough but fair authority figures.
Stack 'em, pack 'em, and rack 'em.
Aided by his 2 meters height and heavy brow. Even before he officially got in the race, surveys showed Thompson towering over many of his rivals, coming in second only to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani in national polls. Some political experts are asking if Thompson will rescue the Republican Party, pointing to dissatisfaction with other candidates. John Fortier is an expert on presidential politics.
Well, especially when Rudy Giuliani and John McCain were the frontrunners, Republicans were really looking around for somebody else, a more conservative candidate. They were hoping for Ronald Reagan to come back, and he wasn't available, but they saw Fred Thompson as a possible figure in that regard.
Others have also drawn the comparison with late President Reagan. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Thompson also has a Reagan-esque quality about him because of his connection to Hollywood. And Republicans always try to nominate Ronald Reagan, just like Democrats always try to nominate John F. Kennedy.
We'll have the same common sense conservative...
Thompson's southern drawl and conservative voting record are made to order for the Republican Party's important base of southern conservative voters. He is pro-gun rights and anti-abortion and has made clear he wants the United States to do whatever it takes to prevail in Iraq. But some experts point to flaws. There was turnover among his staff before he even announced. Some said involving clashes with his wife, Jerry, herself a political consultant. So far, Thompson has had little success raising money. And many on the campaign trail say he does not always relish the rigors of political life, as Larry Sabato points out.
With all due respect to Senator Thompson, he's not known as the most energetic politician around. Even some of his former staffers say that he was relatively lazy as a member of the Senate.
Now that Thompson has taken his place on center stage, it is up to him to deliver the performance of a lifetime to try and win the 2008 nomination and a real-life role in the White House. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.